On the streets of Baghdad today, many Iraqis expressed revulsion and disgust at the grisly murder and beheading of American Nicholas Berg. Video of the murder was first displayed yesterday on a website used by Islamist extremists. It aired on Al Jazeera and other Arabic satellite networks today. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Baghdad.
Backers of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi claimed responsibility for Berg's death. Zarqawi is a wanted Jordanian terrorist the U.S. believes is behind a series of deadly suicide bombings and other attacks in Iraq. Along the busy commercial strip in Baghdad's Karada neighborhood, satellite dish vendor Abid al-Rambaye said the images he saw of Berg were disturbing and shameful. He called Zarqawi's actions a perversion of Islam.
Islam is forgiveness, love, brotherhood. And this Zarqawi, or bin Laden, they changed the balance of the Islamic faith. Because now every Muslim in the world is a terrorist. I saw it on TV. I was ashamed as a Muslim to see these things in the name of Islam.
Zarqawi's group said it killed Berg partly to avenge the abuse of Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib. While Iraqis still seethe over the prison scandal, most say they want justice, not blood revenge. Shopping in an electronics store, Zina Ahmed, a housewife, said any ill treatment of any prisoner is contrary to the teachings of the Prophet.
I condemn this act as un-Islamic. Even in the time of Prophet Muhammad, they didn't kill the prisoner of war.
Ibrahim al-Shadid, a schoolteacher, sat with friends on a sidewalk and shook his head at the images of the five masked men standing over a kneeling and bound Nicholas Berg.
Islam says one should have mercy if at all capable. And in this video, it was five against one. One of them should have had mercy, even for a chicken, let alone a human life.
The U.S. military believes Zarqawi has ideological and operational ties to the al-Qaeda terrorist network. Haider Hamza, a Baghdad engineer, said acts like this only bolster his desire to see Zarqawi and his followers get out of Iraq.
This is the real terrorism. They have entered Iraq, and they are just destroying everything.
Nicholas Berg's family says he entered Iraq for a second time in early March to find work in the telecommunications field helping Iraqis. Iraqi police arrested Berg on March 24th at a checkpoint in the northern city of Mosul. One U.S. official said the Iraqis picked him up for suspicious activity, but there are still question marks why Berg was arrested and why he was held for 2 weeks. U.S. Provisional Authority spokesman Dan Senor today denied that Berg was ever in U.S. custody, but confirmed that U.S. agents did interview him several times.
The FBI visited with Mr. Berg on three occasions when he was in Iraqi police detention and determined that he was not involved with any criminal or terrorist activities. Mr. Berg was released on April 6th, and it is my understanding he was advised to leave the country.
Senor said that advice was issued in line with a State Department advisory strongly warning Americans against travel to Iraq. A military spokesman said American soldiers met with Mosul police to make sure Berg was being properly treated and fed while he was behind bars. At the Hotel Fanar in Baghdad, where Berg stayed twice, hotel workers today didn't want to talk on tape. But the bellman said he remembered Berg as quiet and nice. The hotel is mainly used by foreign contractors, journalists, and businessmen. The desk clerk said Berg wasn't like the others. He traveled alone, without a driver or translator. The clerk said Berg checked out of the Fanar and left Baghdad alone almost a month to the day before his body was found near an underpass in Baghdad on May 8th. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.